Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing some news. We've got some news that we haven't covered in quite a while, but all that and more of that we have no control over.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
And in our producer chair today, we have the lovely Melissa Khalil. How are you, Melissa?
Hello. Happy to be here.
So happy to have you. Welcome back. Ashley is on a trip of some sort, and so we are...
Sabbatical.
A little sabbatical. Yeah, we'll call it a sabbatical. A
well-deserved vacation.
Absolutely. We had a lot of stuff during Loki, and so she's taking some time away. So we're happy to have you, my friend. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Okay, so we're going to get into these news stories. We're just going to talk about some different things have been going on in the internet.
Should we get some plugs in first?
We should get some plugs in first. Thank you for reminding me.
Gotcha.
Yeah, man. We got two other podcasts on the Stranded Panda Network this week that are doing cool stuff that you guys might be interested in. One is Bingers Assemble. We are covering Suicide Squad. The Suicide Squad, the second movie is coming out this week. And so we are...
One directed by Mr. James Gunn Guardians of the Galaxy fame?
I am so freaking excited for that movie. So we're covering it on Bingers Assemble. And it's been me, Jay Scotty St. Clair of Animation Deliberation, and Ashley Coffin all talking about Suicide Squad, and we're doing Birds
of
Prey.
That's why she's taking time off.
Yeah, we've been monopolizing all her time over on Avengers. But we're doing Birds of Prey this week, and then we'll do The Suicide Squad on Thursday when it drops. So very excited about all of that. And then the other other little plug I wanted to throw out was for the Source Pages did a Kang explainer, like who is Kang, and I felt like that would be
primer,
a Kang primer, if you will. Yeah, so please go check out Source Pages. They cover all the source material for these things that we cover on all these other shows in the Stranded Panda Network. And so yeah, if you're digging all this, if you're interested in Kang and don't know much, or if you just want to hear some fun people talk about it, go check out Source Pages this week.
And soon on Source Pages, we will be recording a primer on Uatu, the Watcher.
Ooh.
That I will be a part of.
Ooh, is that going to drop before What If or Round
List? Yes, it's kind of it's kind of getting everybody ready for What If.
Awesome.
And who this Watcher guy is, and why Mr. Jeffrey Wright is... No, we're not talking about Jeffrey Wright in this one, probably not. Anyway, beside the point. We'll probably talk about Jeffrey Wright, just not why he's best suited for the job.
But. All right. Seems like there's a lot behind that sentence that you just unraveled in front of us.
Well, no. It's just I was just gonna make wild suppositions, and then I was like, nope, that's false. So I just tried to back it out, like, immediately. Didn't really work, though.
Nope. Just got in too deep, man. You got in too deep.
Yep. I went out, and then I got swept away with the tide.
Mm-hmm. Riptides. Jeffrey Riptides.
Nope, it's worse now.
So yeah, with lawsuits, right, guys?
lawsuits.
That's the big news this week. It's been very memeified all over.
Oh my
god, Panda chat.
It's dominating the memes. So apparently, Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow herself, had a contract with Marvel to have Black Widow be an exclusively in the theaters premiere. And she had a lot of her royalties and money after the fact tied up in that. And when they released, or when Disney released it on Disney Plus, as well as in the theater, a lot of the money that that she may have been able to make was lost to her. And she has filed suit because Disney is just like, nah, ain't got none for you up in here. And she's like, okay, well, here's a lawsuit for you up in here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where we are.
Yeah.
In that she's upset because she is owed money, basically, and they have breached their contract, and now it's become a meme, and I'm not sure if anybody's taking it seriously, which is kind of sad for her.
Yeah.
It's like she's graced us with her presence on screen for so long. Like, she deserves her contractual, you know, money that she should be owed, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely, she does. It's also, it's just a crappy situation. And the thing is, we've said this, we talked about this a year and a half ago, the fact that when they moved her movie back, and, or well, they, when they canceled its release, and we were like, are they going to put it on streaming? And we were like, ooh, if they put it on streaming or release it during COVID, like, any of this is bad for Scarlett Johansson, who is, like, you know, only the second female to head a Marvel movie, and then she's just, I'm sure she has tons of back end on this deal where she's making parts of the profits. And we said it even a year and a half ago, like, this is not looking good for her. And I mean, you know, and sure enough, she's filing suit, which, like, I think is fair. And then Disney came out and said, in a pretty petty move, I think. I get it. I think it's all PR is the thing. Like, it's just all PR. Like, Disney came out with this kind of petty thing and said, like, she's ignoring the hardships of COVID. And, like, you're Disney. Like, why don't you take it on the chin during COVID? Like,
yeah.
Like, let you have the money to take the hit. Like,
you signed a contract.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it should be, is you signed a contract, pay the money.
I don't understand how this wasn't renegotiated before they put the movie out, right? Like, if that was in the contract that it was going to be an exclusive release, they should have just negotiated with her beforehand and said, I assumed that's what happened, but I guess not. I guess they never officially made a deal, because the movie needed to come out. Like, it's too late for their roadmap, for us as fans. Like, it had already taken way too long to come out. Like, it was time.
Yeah.
But I understand that the way they released it probably didn't make as much money. Now, I really wonder how much money it made, because I know a lot of people that went to see it in theaters and bought it for $30, you know?
Yep, we are some of those people.
I am those people.
I am those people. I just, you know, the thing that Disney said about, like, her argument or her suit has no merit just, like, really rubs me the wrong way.
Right.
Like, it has that, like, corporate skis feel, you know? Like,
it does. And I don't like them sort of invoking COVID as the reason for her lawsuit not being reasonable.
Like, oh, can't you be nice? Look at what COVID's doing to the people. Like, yeah, okay, but, like, you signed a paper.
Right.
Bitch, where's my money?
And they also brought up, too, they mentioned how much money she's already made off the movie.
Right.
They were like, she's already made $20 million, which $20 million for a solo film in the MCU is not much.
Not much at all.
Like, Robert Downey Jr. made $75 million for Endgame.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Not even a solo film. Like 20 million, yes, a lot of money. 20 million for a solo movie is not that much. And, like, it's kind of crappy just to bring up how much money anyone's made. Like, can't you be happy with the money you have already?
Mm-hmm.
It's my contractual right to this money.
Yeah, it kind of feels like Disney was trying to play, like, the crowd against her of, like, look,
yeah, exactly.
you're complaining even though you already got this grand amount of money. Look, people who don't make that amount of money, isn't that so much money? Shouldn't she be quiet?
Yeah.
Like, and I don't think it worked out the way they thought it would.
It made them this petty. And apparently Kevin Feige was really upset with the way they came.
Oh, yeah, dude. So. All the articles I've read that involve Feige, he's just livid. and has been like fighting tooth and nail to get exclusive releases, because I, you know, honestly, even if it's not to get, you know, the actors paid what they're due, and you know, she's a really great actor and she does really good in that part, so like pay her what she's due. But even without that, even if it's just down to like, we need exclusively theatrical releases so that we have big numbers that we can wave that banner around, like that's still, you know, that still kind of makes sense as far as like what an executive producer would like to have on their resume. So like, you know, we dropped a movie that made $1 billion in its opening weekend. Like, who else can say that? And Feige over here is like, you know, look at all this money I've made for the company, you know, at the helm of this entire verse. Like, he's got some great stuff going for him, but like these numbers look better when they're bigger. So, you know, that's really the long and short of it. The numbers look better when they're bigger.
Right. I mean, it's a real thing, and it's like, you know, I dealt with a lot of like contracts and stuff during COVID, and obviously much smaller numbers where like people were like moving their weddings, and like according to the contract, you don't get to move it. Like, I could just say, no, I'm keeping your deposit or whatever. And it was just right. A lot of like discussions of like, okay, then what's fair? What's a fair like rate to move your wedding to this date instead of this date? Like, people kept moving their weddings. So like, it's bad for me. It's bad for them. And then my bandmates, like, how much do they deserve, even though they didn't do any work yet? Like, but they held on to the date. Like, there's all this complication, and everybody wants to make a certain amount of money. Like, I don't like fault Disney for making decisions to try to make money, but like, trying to use PR against her to make her like stop complaining. It came off real stupid. Did not like that.
Well, and like the weird thing is, it's like there was obviously like conversations before this that happened between her and Disney. So like, what were those conversations?
Because right.
As ScarJo, you don't just outright be like, I'm going to sue Disney. Like, there's conversations that happen, you know, with you and your agent and mm-hmm. Disney and whatever else is going on. Like, you don't just jump straight to a lawsuit. Like, there are conversations that happen beforehand. So what were those conversations? Because apparently it was, you know, bad enough where she feels like she needs to sue Disney, one of the largest companies in the world.
Well, I find it really interesting, too, that how calculated the lawsuit is on a timing perspective, because she waited till it had its run in theaters to sue, because that's where all her money is going to come from, is the theater theatrical run. So like, it's not like she sued before the movie came out. She knew if she did that, this controversy would sort of drive the like business. People don't like to think about like the business back end of a movie when they're going to see it. They want to be excited about the story. So like, if all this controversy had been going on beforehand, it might have hurt the numbers. She wanted the numbers to be high, just like Disney did. So their interests were aligned to a point, but then after all of that settled out, she's like, okay, I'm going to sue now. I'm curious about what the conversations were beforehand. Like, you know, before the movie came out, not even just before the suit, but before the movie came out, like, did they have the conversations? Did they renegotiate?
Did they try?
Right. There's a world where Scarlett Johansson is sort of like, I assume they didn't come to an agreement, because if they'd come to an agreement
in the multiverse, there exists a Scarlett Johansson.
I'm saying like
a villain here.
I'm saying like there's a version of the story where like if she agreed to this sort of release beforehand, you know, and said, okay, let's just do it this way, and then it didn't go her way, and now she's suing, then it's kind of like, okay, like
it's kind of a dick move on her part.
That's kind of a dick move on her part. But we just don't know what all those like conversations were beforehand. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it could have been that. It could have been the way that I choose to interpret all of this is that they were like, we're going to release it on Disney Plus on the same day. And she was like, no, I don't get money for that. It's, you know, you're contractually obligated to release it in theaters only. And they're right. Like, cool, we're going to do it this way and suck it up. And then she's like, I will sue you if you don't do this contractually obligated thing.
Right.
And they're like, bring it. And she's like, it's Broughton.
It's brought in. As soon as the theater, the actual release is finished, I will sue you. And like, yes. It's very possible that's just like exactly how it went down. And they were like, okay, I don't like that you're doing that, but it's a thing that I get why. And like, I'm not even against Disney in that decision. Like, if she was trying to hold back the movie where she's like, no, theatrical release or nothing, and it's going to take another year before they're willing to do that, and they need to, and that's going to push back Shang-Chi, and it's going to push back this and then that, then Disney did the right thing by just putting the movie out, but
probably they should take it on the chin,
pay her some money.
They need to fulfill her contract.
Agreed.
As well.
Agreed. Or figure out how to fulfill that. Come to an agreement, you know?
Do what's right by her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And don't shame her into just accepting $20 million. Like, not when RDJ made 70 freaking five for one movie.
Movie he like was aiming the main character in for sure, but was alongside however many other stars as well.
Yeah, a bajillion other people for 3 hours.
Yeah.
I wonder what her contract was with Marvel. How many movies? How many
I need movies to see the contract.
Well, because, you know, part of the reason RDJ made so much money is because he finished out his initial contract with Marvel.
Yeah.
So when it was time for them to make another movie with him, he was able to bargain for the moon because he was like, you can't make a Tony Stark movie without me, and because everyone loves me, and my contract is over, so you have to bargain for more money now.
Yeah.
It's just an interesting question. Like had maybe they had her under contract for this movie already, like from the beginning. Maybe they only contracted her for 8 movies. Maybe they went hidden contract for 8 movies or something like that. In which case, she wouldn't have made as much money in this movie. But just really depends.
I remember when Hemsworth was first contracted for like, what was it, 3 movies or 3 or 4 movies or something like that, and like they'd signed him up for like $5 million. And that was it?
Yeah. A lot of them go really low at first, for the first few movies, till their first contract ends.
Yep.
I assume she's gotten past her first contract by now, because 8 movies is a lot.
Yeah, I mean, like, what, her first one was 2010? With Iron Man 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, she's been in this for, what, 11 years now?
A long time.
Mm-hmm. Like,
Yeah.
She's run her contracts through. She's got it. She's got it. Nobody expected the COVID, though.
Yeah, I said that a year and a half ago. It's gonna suck. It's gonna suck for her as like a as finally getting this chance to be in her own star in her own movie, and then you know, it's gonna impact her negatively, and apparently it did enough for her to sue.
And then there's the potential for upcoming issues due to COVID, the Delta variant. I don't remember where I read it. I can't find the article now, but I may have dreamed it. But I had seen something about like Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness could be pushed back to May because of Delta variant-ish concerns. It's not real. None of it's real.
Don't put that out in the universe.
I have to stop. I'm sorry. Matt, fix it in post.
Prune it.
As much as I think that is probably the right thing to do, I really do. Based on the numbers, it will probably be the right thing to do at some points to cancel more things and to push things back. I think COVID fatigue is real. And I think a lot of people just are like, I'm vaxxed, I'm not doing anything you say. Like, I'll get another dose, but like, you know, whatever I need to do.
Shoot me up again, boss.
Booster me up, yo. But like,
anything to not wear a mask again.
I just heard from Dragon Con that they are requiring masks this year.
Ugh.
Which it's already a hot and sweaty occasion, so that is going to be interesting.
Gross. I just started my new job today, and like at the end of the day, I was about to say this morning, but like at the end of the day, I got an email that was like, we're reinstating mask wearing when you're not at your desk.
You're just going to be like 3 days, you're going to be in the office, and then you're going to get sent home. Yeah. Sent back home. Yeah.
No, I refuse. My desk is too nice. I got one of those. They gave me one of those like motorized standing, sitting, shiftable desks. Yeah, love I was those. Like, holy shit. And it's got one of those crazy monitor stands on it. It's got like three arms. It looks like I've got fucking tentacles coming at me, but it's got monitors on it instead of like Cthulhu face.
That's rad. That's
I'm like excited.
Arnim Zola shit.
Yeah.
Like air traffic control.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. Except like way less stress. Like significantly less stressful
job.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess let's move to the next story here. We got Gizmodo is reporting that Marvel's Captain Carter from the What If
Captain
series
Carter
will connect each multiversal season of What If.
There's so much in that headline. Like, that's good news. First off, like we just talked about some like sad news. This is great news.
Yeah, for sure.
And the like, okay, multiverse confirmed, I guess, for What If. Like we'd said, right. Like maybe speculated. It was just kind of a yeah. We had speculated that it was likely multiverse. Confirmed. Thanks, Loki.
I feel like with Uatu, it's pretty confirmed anyway. But
right,
yeah.
right. But you know, without knowing, you know, without them saying like this follows Loki because of whatever. So we got the multiverse. Well, we're gonna have multiple seasons.
Also, in this article, he does say like directly like. Following the changes to the timeline based in Loki, like we get to explore these worlds, and it's like great. Yes. So this is multiverse.
It's multiverse confirmed. It's we're getting a second season, or rather, we're getting multiple mm-hmm. seasons, and Captain Carter is going to be in each one of those seasons.
Well, and not only the King Captain Carter, but like the idea of continuing these stories is a thing.
Yes.
Or like,
yes, it is.
Not only could they do this with What If, where they drop in different episodes in each season, they could also, if they want to, spin off one of these into its own show. If we love one of these stories, like they might tell more of that story. So it kind of gives us this grounded, like,
oh, we could have a horror series of Zombie Hunter Spider-Man.
Oh, yes.
And the Marvel Zombies.
Dude.
Oh, you don't know how bad I need this.
I would love that. I'm a huge Zombies fan. I from way back, like I saw whatever the original Dawn of the Dead when I was like a kid, like from the one from the 70s, and just loved it.
Oh my god, could you imagine Raimi? Could you imagine Raimi directing a series of like Zombie Hunter Spider-Man?
Dude. With Tobey Maguire Spider-Man though. Like go back and do like make the zombie verse collide with the Raimi verse and have that be the zombie Spider-Man verse and like
go all out. Yes.
I would love it so much. Brad Winterbaum, the executive producer of What If, says, "We realized as we started developing the second season that Captain Carter was going to be the character we would revisit in every season and continue that adventure."
Hot damn.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Do we have any clue what that means at all?
What does it mean?
She's not going to die.
Yeah, I guess it just means that we're going to get at least one more episode with her in it in season two.
Yeah. Right? When they come around for another season or however many seasons they get, we're going to keep going back to the Captain Carter series and see more of it. And that kind of makes me wonder, are we not going to get enough? Are we not going to be satisfied with what we get? I mean, we're not going to be satisfied. Obviously, we want her to come back as Captain Carter and just be like in the main verse, but
it won't be resolved, I think is what you're getting at. Like,
it won't be resolved. Like, the whole story won't be resolved here. Mm. She's not going to get frozen.
Ooh,
that's a good one. Or will she?
We figured it out. We figured out nothing.
We solved it.
No, it's great. Your question led to wonderful things, Blaz. Like, what if she gets frozen at the end of the set episode one? What if the last shot is her in New York saying, "I had a date"?
Oh no!
Not again!
Not like this. Not like this. I don't want the Matt, I don't need these roles reversed. I don't need to see old man Cap laying in the bed of like, "Peggy, you came back."
Yeah.
I don't need that, Matt.
Prune it now.
Stop it. Stop it. No.
I think I need it. No prunage necessary.
No. It hurts. It physically hurts my heart.
I love it. I just love what would ensue, which is like an Avengers, like we see the Chitauri invasion, but with Captain Carter involved, right? Like, yeah.
Oh, that would be so good.
I love it.
That sounds like a great episode for the beginning of season two of What If. Like, oh, I want it so bad.
Okay. In one of the recent trailers, we saw a lot of the, like a lot of the Guardians were there. Like Gamora was there with Thanos's double blade. And Thor was there, but it was doing that circling around them shot, like when the Chitauri came.
Oh, interesting.
So what if Captain Carter's there?
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, it was showing like them like trading out too, as if it was like saying the world is saying, I think the
like it was shifting.
The headline is saying like world is changeable, and it's like world and time and whatever.
It's changeable. Reality.
Was it just a rumor, like, a year ago that each episode would be based on an MCU film that's already come out?
I think that was just a rumor.
Okay. I couldn't remember if, like, when that came out, if that was a thing that Feige said.
It definitely seems like they're all based on Marvel films, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be one, necessarily. It just seems like it will kind of follow the, you know, like the arc of Star-Lord mixed with the arc of T'Challa, and then the arc, you know, all these different things. It really neat. Mm-hmm. Just a really neat and weird thing.
I love the thing that I saw that was like, T'Challa was standing like at the top of the steps at the Temple of Morag, and he was like, a Ravager never flies alone. Mm-hmm. Or no, so never flies solo, sorry.
Yeah.
He's never flies solo, and then he's just like, I said a Ravager never flies solo! Like, he's got a body draped over his shoulder. And then, you know, you hear the whistle and see the arrow coming. Oh, like, oh, God. Yeah. I love that we get a reimagining of that scene on Morag, where it's not just Peter being, you know, whatever it is that he is. Badass? Question mark?
Legendary outlaw.
Legendary outlaw. Star-Lord. Like, he doesn't just, like, trap them a little bit and run away. Like, they straight up own these guys.
Yeah, they really did a good job of capturing that sort of like the rhythm of the James Gunn directing of that sort of scene. Like the I don't know, his I said, like it felt very much like something Chris Pratt would do. And then the way the arrow was like entering the dudes and they're falling over, you know.
It
just felt timed like Guardians of the Galaxy, and I'm here for it. You know I'm here for that.
Oh, yeah. I think we all are. So say we all!
So say we all.
But, you know, there's... I kind of want to move to the next thing about What If, though. Mm-hmm. You know, we were worried with I keep wanting to call him Steve Rogers... with Chris Evans not coming back for the voice of Steve Rogers, like, we don't get Chris Evans, we don't get RDJ, even though RDJ is there, or I'm sorry, even though Tony Stark is there. See, they're interchangeable. We need him.
For sure.
But, we, you know, there was talk of, like, Cumberbatch and Cheadle are going to be there, but it got confirmed recently that Cumberbatch is going to be there, Don Cheadle is going to be there, but Tom Holland will not be coming back for the voice. And, I guess it's like Tom Holland is contracted through Sony is maybe the issue there.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
It seems like all the people who aren't coming back are the people that are no longer involved with Marvel and Tom Holland. And Tom Holland is technically not contracted with Disney. He's contracted through Sony. So I have a feeling like they probably wrote these guys' appearances in a What If series into their contracts. And now, you know,
right.
I mean, we have already seen Don Cheadle show up on Disney Plus in Falcon Winter Soldier.
I mean, he's got an award nomination for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's neat.
Got an Emmy nom.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he got an Emmy nom for, was it like Best Supporting Actor or something crap like that? Or some,
I mean,
like Best Cameo Appearance or whatever?
I am always up for giving Don Cheadle awards, but it's interesting because I don't think of that particular performance as
he was very confused. Like when it got announced, he was like, I'm just as confused as you are, guys.
That's really funny because I love Don Cheadle in everything, like, and he's great in that, but they give him very little to do. Like, he has one conversation with Sam, which is a really good conversation, but Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah,
but you know who actually deserves the award noms in that show that were not given them is Sam and Bucky. I mean, Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan.
Right. I think they both did killer jobs for sure.
And they didn't get nominated for anything.
That's so funny that Cheadle did though. Like,
right.
I think he's in a different category though. I think he was like best support or best guest star in a limited series.
That's even more specific. Okay.
I think Paul Bettany beat him out for best lead in a limited series.
Yeah. And that makes sense.
They whittled it down to where it was just like the only obvious choice here is Don Cheadle.
It's
Don Cheadle.
Best Don Cheadle performance in a performing performance.
Yep. That's exactly it.
Best Don Cheadle wearing a 3-piece suit in front of reflective surfaces.
You really gonna turn down Don Cheadle in a military uniform?
He's a real shoo-in for that.
Best Don Cheadle failing to tell a joke to stronger Avengers.
Don Cheadle's like, I'm really confused now. Why does this category exist?
I need him to win an Emmy so he can be like, boom, you looking for this?
You looking for this?
please. It's so funny because he's on so many prestige series. Like, and I don't know how many Emmy noms he's gotten before this. He may have gotten a bunch, but I guess I just don't know. I just think Don Cheadle's freaking awesome in everything. And all his like prestige series seem to like get canceled and stuff. And it's funny that he got an Emmy nom for his one scene.
Beastman, Bray, don't worry about it. People came in being assholes and they got banned.
How did I miss it? I miss all the good stuff. I was looking. That's what I get from trying to Google Don Cheadle's Emmy nominations. I go away for 2 seconds.
Nah.
And the trolls come out.
They were like, they like watch you and they're like, oh, she's Googling. It's time.
Go. Quick while she's not looking.
The troll's away from her bridge. Go. We got to cross.
How did these get here?
You're the troll or they're the troll? You're both trolls?
Yes. We're all trolls.
These are trolls crossing your bridge and you're a troll keeping them away.
I'm just the troll that lives under this bridge.
They came from their other bridges. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are these trolls doing at our bridge? This is our bridge.
This is my bridge, sir.
You must answer these questions three.
Meeting of the trolls. Which questions three do you use? There's a lot of troll networking conventions to go on.
It's a busy season.
Troll Network. Mark Zucker troll.
Going back, Tom Holland's contract apparently only included when they re-signed him, I think 2019, it was like September, he only had a special appearance and the third Spider-Man movie left on his contract.
Yeah.
I think that's why he's not in What If.
I thought that he had the three solo Spider-Man movies and the three Avengers appearances on his contract. Original, like right out of the gate.
Yeah, I think that was original. And then I think, remember a couple years ago when Disney and Sony came to that deal where it's like, we'll give you one more Spider-Man movie and one more special appearance.
Okay.
And then we'll renegotiate quotations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stressful.
This is reminding me of the time where Disney was like, we would like more money, please, at Sony. And then Sony was like, no, it's all over.
Yeah.
That was a real bummer time. But then, like, oh, God, there was also, I mean, just Disney doesn't have a great track record as being a corporation right now. Like, they make great. Or, OK, when Kevin Feige is allowed to just go.
Yeah.
The movies are doing great. But then Disney gets involved, well, and
that's the way always
contracts go weird.
Kevin Feige is an exception, I think, when it comes to big executives. He like really seems to navigate the geek space well and kind of understand the culture. I think that the overarching Disney Corporation is a little less in touch and sometimes makes brash decisions, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's. We got a couple more little things in the news. Venom 2 trailer dropped today. A second Venom 2 trailer. It really gives a lot of focus and shows a lot more of the character of Carnage. We won't dig too deep. We're not going to do a trailer breakdown of that probably or anything because
I haven't watched it at all.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to blow up your spot. You're fine.
Thank you.
I think the trailer makes the movie look pretty good. Like, I'm hopeful for this. I think Woody Harrelson as Carnage seems kind of awesome.
I don't know, man. Like, I like Woody Harrelson.
Yeah,
I've liked him in everything that I've seen him in. But this just seems a little crazy. You know, like, Carnage. Woody Harrelson, like, those two don't seem to go together.
You need to watch the trailer. Have you seen either trailer?
For me. I haven't seen either trailer.
And you've seen the movie. You saw the movie where he shows up at the end, right? The
first. Yeah, I saw the movie where he showed up at the end of the first one. We talked, but we had a podcast
episode about it.
And he had the weird hair, and I'm like, no. Woody Harrelson is bald. He can't have this hair.
Okay. So you're going to be a stickler on what Woody Harrelson's hair has to look like?
Yes, Woody Harrelson.
No.
No? Okay. I'm sorry. I take it all back.
Strike one.
But no, yeah, like, it feels weird having Woody Harrelson in that role. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm too, like, ingrained in the idea of Carnage in other mediums.
Well, what is Carnage's character like in comics and other mediums?
He's just f***ing crazy.
Yeah. No, I think you should go watch the trailer. I really do think you should watch the trailer. I mean, we can take 1 minute and watch it now if you want.
Okay, I'm going to take 1 minute and watch it right this second.
All right, what did you think, Jeff?
Not a fan. not a fan at all.
I think it looks good. I think it looks fun.
He doesn't, I don't know.
Okay, separate it from your comics book. It's a different universe. It's this version of this character, because that is very much the character they set up in the first Venom movie. It may not be the Venom you know from comics, but it's the one that they set up.
No, the Venom's fine. Like, Venom, kind of. It's... It feels like it's the next logical step, a continuation of their relationship.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of the relationship they ended with in the first one is like...
Yeah, it's a good... I mean, it's a... they're learning to live with each other rather than they're learning to not eat Eddie while existing, I guess. Is that what I'm supposed to pick up?
Yeah, I guess... I don't know much about the comics version.
Well, they're learning to live with each other, and it's, you know, they're both being bad roommates from the look of it.
Yeah.
And like,
the room is Eddie Brock's body. Yeah.
And he's like, he's chewing on the tire. Like, that's funny. It's funny. Like, I would love to see just a comedy movie about the two of them living together.
Yeah.
Well, that will be
an element of this. I like the relationship, the dynamic they've set up. And I like I love the idea of Woody Harrelson. I think his craziness, like, what is this?
His hair wasn't so bad in this one.
In this trailer. Yeah.
In this trailer. Well, like at the end of the last one, they like, it was like super curly. It looked like they just stuck an afro on the top of his head.
That's probably what they did.
And it was terrible. But I mean, his hair looked better. It looked like it fit. It looks like, you know, it's whatever. Like, it just, he became a symbiote? Like, he's supposed to get a symbiote, and it's supposed to be...
I think he probably will. I think something... I don't know. I don't think we saw the whole story there.
Well, like, it was his... Like, he was standing there, and, like, his face tore apart to become, you know, Carnage.
Right. Yeah, that's just the visual they use for... I mean, that's kind of what happens to Eddie, too.
No, it doesn't. With Eddie, it comes out of him and wraps around him.
Okay.
Like a super suit. Okay. And then, like, when Venom was like, oh shit, that's a red one, and, like, disappeared, he, like, unwrapped and was just like, you're on your own, unwrap. Here you go.
Yeah.
But, like, you're... it's got the Sony problem. It's got the Sony problem of they're like, we need to update this for, you know, modern times, and we need to make a bunch of changes, and it's too many changes to where it just becomes not that character anymore. Like, you might as well just be fighting Null.
Right. And yeah, which doesn't bother me at all, but I hear
you. The first one was a big CG fight of two blob monsters fighting each other, and now it's, again, like, a couple of blob monsters fighting each other. Like,
yeah, for me, the fights don't matter as much as they never do. Like, most of these fights, even if you're talking about all the Marvel movies, the fights are always big spectacle. I'm in a big robot suit, you're in a big robot suit. What matters is how they do the characters. And so far, this characterization looks interesting to me. But
I think regardless, the characterization of Brock and Venom is funny. And, yeah, like, the two of them together, that relationship is funny.
It's lovable.
And I'm interested in that.
Right.
I'm not interested in any of the rest of it.
I'm interested in Woody Harrelson because he's a great actor playing a crazy character with, like, this just real wild out there, going for it, like, swinging for the fences kind of acting. I think that looks fun. And yeah, just the whole dynamic. It looks fun. I don't know that it'll be great. I did not like the first one that much, as you know, but yeah. I think this one, I'm hoping they will solve. The biggest problem with the first one for me is they didn't do the work to get to the ending they tried to get to.
Right.
But now, if I just accept that that ending happened and that they settled on this relationship, maybe we can move forward.
You have settled, sir. We deserve better. As fans of cinema, we deserve better than this trash.
Well,
it is now trash. I have committed.
All right. As you often do before you see things.
Yep.
Just a reminder, 5-star reviews, people. If you could, you know, take a half second, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That's much appreciated.
Great timing. Great timing, Melissa. Thank you. Oh, God. I'm okay. That just got me real good. Okay. Professional. yeah, we're professionals. Okay. So we don't have that much else in the way of news stories. We got a rumor. We'll talk about it. But
yeah.
So, going a little bit back to the discussion of streaming releases at the same time as the theatrical, that is not happening, as far as we've seen, for Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings, or Eternals, or Spider-Man No Way Home, from what we've seen. It's all, like, only in theaters. There hasn't been any sort of, like...
Yeah. So far, I mean, it's all saying only in theaters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless something crazy happens with the Delta variant and stuff, it looks like... Which, I mean, it is. But I have a feeling that
we're going to
probably keep these releases the way they are.
Matt.
Just in theaters. Which makes the Black Widow thing even more insulting, because it's like...
Right?
The only movie that got that treatment.
Yeah.
Pay her money, Disney.
It's just concerning, too, because, like, there's a ton of places, you know, even in the U.S. that still have an open movie theater. So, you know, in those places, what do you do if you're not able to watch on Disney Plus?
Interesting. I didn't know that there weren't places where movie theaters weren't even open.
Yeah.
It depends on the place. I mean, some movie theaters had to close. I mean, all movie theaters had to close, but some movie theaters had to permanently close because... You know, they just weren't getting any money, so they couldn't maintain the establishment anymore.
Right. Like, that's true. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a feeling those will get bought up, though.
It sucks. Yeah, but not fast enough. You know,
we'll see.
Not in a way that is enough for everybody to bounce back.
I mean, it's going to be a lot of damage. For sure.
Lasting damage. Damn you, COVID. But... I just looked at it because I, you know, hadn't thought about it until just a few moments ago. But Matt, we have 4 weeks from this week until Shang-Chi.
It's nuts. I cannot believe it's that soon. I cannot believe it's that soon. That's crazy.
4 weeks.
Wild. That's wild.
That's so exciting. Sorry.
it absolutely is.
I got the wiggles. I'm so excited, man.
Chills.
It's filled me with the wiggles.
squiggles.
I'm like a happy puppy. I can't stop. Just wagging my whole body.
Human version of wagging your tail.
Yeah, just wagging my entire body.
I do that all the time. When Alyssa comes home, the dogs always greet her at the door doing that, and I'll come around the corner going...
Like Shaq. Just, like that gif of Shaq, yes, where he's like,
that Shaq commercial. Exactly. That's me whenever Alyssa gets home. I was like, I greet her at the door like Shaq with that puckered up kissy face and like,
yep.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
What's
like
that
it.
Commercial for? Like,
I don't
deodorant
know.
Or something? I just remember that Shaq makes know. A funny dance.
Oh, on. Man. It doesn't, I don't think it matters what that commercial is for.
Oh my goodness. Let's hit this rumor real quick. The rumor okay. is going around the internet, and you know, it's a rumor, but that's why we saved it for last, is that Kingpin will appear in the Hawkeye series.
Not just any Kingpin, though.
Right.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
That's right.
The man himself.
Ah! Ah! My God! It's happening! It's really happening!
It's rumored to be happening!
So if Kingpin shows up in Hawkeye, mm-hmm. Charlie November. Cox shows up in Spider-Man.
Yes.
Yes. Like, I think it's a done deal then. If yeah. Kingpin mm-hmm. is in Hawkeye, I think Charlie Cox as Daredevil is for sure in Spider-Man.
Oh, we didn't cover, like, one of the news stories that we should be talking about is we have a release date for Hawkeye.
Oh,
the Hawkeye
yeah.
series.
Thank right? you for bringing that up.
What the hell are we doing here,
I
guys?
I asked you guys if you had any other news items, and nope, no one
there
said
was
anything.
Nothing else.
Oh, we forgot about little old Hawkeye.
Oh, we forgot about
we?
Quint.
I brought like oh. eight stories, and you guys were like,
yeah, that seems
guys?
Like that's
nope,
all buttoned
nothing.
Up. Buttoned
we're talking
up.
About Carnage and not. Wait,
you
this?
Forced me to watch the Venom 2 trailer instead of talking about Hawkeye. Okay.
Hawkeye is November what?
November 24th.
Yes.
That is, what, Thanksgiving week?
Yeah, Thanksgiving
week. That is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
That's where his family puts on thongs and dances around a turkey.
Let me turk that thong.
If you know a piece of, you know, bottomware with a better elastic band for Thanksgiving, I'd like to hear it.
Baby! Okay, so November 24th is when Hawkeye comes out. Like, we finally got the release date. It's kind of weird that we got that before Ms. Marvel, when we were expecting Ms. Marvel to come out sooner.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we're going to get Miss Marvel this year, or if
I feel like this means we're not getting Miss Marvel this year.
I don't. Okay. Until such time as they say we're not getting Miss Marvel this year, I'm going to believe that Miss Marvel is like events in Miss Marvel are stringently tied to what happens in What If and depend heavily on What If, because we didn't get a date for What If until like Loki finished, if I recall correctly.
Sure, but dates aren't necessarily tied the way. So we have 10 episodes of What If, right?
Yeah.
And do we know if they're coming out once a week, or are they dropping?
They are coming
together?
Out weekly.
So we got 8, 9, 10. So that means it will end on October 13th, which means yeah. there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, only 5 weeks in between that and Hawkeye. So if it's 6 episodes, Ms. Marvel, there's literally not enough time to drop them all.
Right.
So either they're going to drop
like it.
Drop multiple in a week, or they're going to put it on right after. Now it could, they say late 2021. They never actually said it was before Hawkeye. I think we assumed that based on their schedule. I believe they like put them up in that order, I think, but I don't think they ever said it was that order necessarily. So it's possible.
We can go back to the Disney investor call. At the end of last year, mm-hmm. Feige specifically said, like, he was talking about Ms. Marvel first, and then later yeah. this year, and then late this year, or
right,
sorry,
exactly.
late next year,
late 2021,
we'll get Hawkeye.
So,
like he said,
yes, exactly,
Ms. Marvel.
That's exactly what I just said. Like, they talked about it in that order, but he never actually said it would release in that order.
He gave us rough time frames, though, which Ms. Marvel is supposed to fall before Hawkeye. Beside the point.
I agree. He talked about them in that order.
Oh, my God.
According to set photos, though, Hawkeye looks like it's set around Christmas time. So accounting for if there's six episodes and it starts November 24th, it kind of puts us around that kind of Christmassy time, which I think would be fun.
Yeah, that would be nice to have a Christmas movie around Christmas. I mean, sorry, a Christmas series around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could be part of the reason. I mean, just trying to, you know, adjust for the times, trying to put, you know, play off the holidays.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't really know could what be. I'm trying to say right it now.
Well, the bad thing is if they put it before, there's not enough weeks, and they put it after,
it's 2022.
It's 2022. Like the last episode of Hawkeye should fall
unless, December 29th.
Unless they do something weird like double up episodes 1 week or something like that, which other streaming services have done things like that where they'll do like two episodes of 1 week. Like, which I could kind of see them doing with something like What If, where they just like try to get your interest by dropping two or three episodes and then they drop them weekly.
Yeah, but I mean, they could do that like they did with WandaVision.
Yeah, exactly.
WandaVision did the first two and then, you know, weekly after that.
I especially with a show where you don't know what it's going to be like, because say you go to, if you don't have any idea what If is, and you go watch it and then you go, I'm not interested in a Captain Carter series, and you walk away or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you never check back. What's the first episode? They announced it today.
I think the first one's going to be Captain Carter.
Yeah, I thought so. It's like Captain Carter, then Star-Lord, T'Challa as Star-Lord, and then Loki winning. Is that
this
those three episodes?
Loki on Earth, I think is what they called it.
Okay, so it's possible I could see them dropping two or three episodes at a time, but I don't think they're planning. They have not announced that, and I don't think they're planning to. But if they don't, We're it's too tight. There's no room for Ms. Marvel this year.
I don't like it. I don't like none of it.
I do, because I think it means I win the league.
The fantasy league.
Nah, probably not. I don't know who else you have.
Me and you. I got a lot of Eternals, bud.
Oh, do you have a lot of Eternals?
I got a lot of Eternals.
Oh, damn. You probably got me then. Maybe it'll suck and the IMDb rating will be real bad. Damn. This thing has me rooting against the Marvel movies.
Oh, no! Why would you do that? Yeah, no, I got... Oh, shit.
Hashtag B-Day, as in Jeff.
Icarus. Yeah, I got Icarus, Fastus, and Black Knight.
We're talking about our fantasy draft, which we are going to do our best to have a version. Zuhair and... Who's
helped? Saraday.
Saraday was... I thought someone else was helping too now. Yeah, sorry. Zuhair and Sarah Day were running this thing this year, and I'm really excited to see what happens with it. But we're hoping to help out with that next year and make it an official Strand of Panda thing if they're up for it. And we'll try to make it so everybody can do their own fantasy draft, which I think would be really fun. What it is we choose a character, and if they appear in a movie, we get a certain number of points, and if they appear in a series or whatever, if they make an appearance, we get a certain number of points. If they're mentioned, we get a certain number of points. If they're all the things.
Mm-hmm. I also got some Steve Rogers and some Buckies for What
nice,
If.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I think What If's going to be a crazy, like...
It's going to be a crazy ride.
Going to be a crazy ride for Fantasy League.
So who's got the high score in that?
Oh, yeah, it's you, right?
Just so Melissa? The people know.
Oh, I think that's Melissa.
Yeah, Melissa, that is Melissa.
Of the course winner Melissa. Soldier.
Melissa always has the high score in everything she plays.
your word's not mine. I'm not going to correct you.
I feel like maybe they were kind of yours.
It kind of feels like your words.
You did kind of bring it up.
Check the tape. It came out of your mouth. So I will take it.
Objection leading the witness.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. This is fun, you guys. We should do a podcast.
Yeah, we should. It's funny. The three of us and Alpha Casper are right now like the highest scoring people.
I believe. It's because she's the Alpha Casper.
Yeah, of course. She's got that mom power.
This meeting of the minds here on who we just have really good.
I didn't know that I was going to be competing with Alpha Casper, you guys. Like, this is too much.
Yeah. Come to my league.
No, thank you.
No one's in my league.
I specifically chose to avoid your league.
I was like, who wants to hang out and play? Not with Melissa. Don't let Melissa play.
Yeah, Melissa's going to tear my ass up. I don't want to play in her league.
It's really fun.
Don't want to play against the top dogs, huh? You can stay on JV. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. I willingly choose to stay in the lower leagues.
I should mention Hannah and Zuhair are pretty close to us as well. Well, Hannah's technically beating you, Jeff, right now.
No!
And then Zuhair is right around the same as you.
Son of a bitch!
Just throwing him out there. I didn't want to say somebody that didn't get it or whatever. Should move on because most people don't know what we're talking about. But we are planning to do this fantasy thing next year with everybody. We did Zuhair and them did this sort of pilot this year. And if we can do it this year or next year with more people.
It's been a lot of fun, it honestly.
It's been a good thing to argue about.
Yeah.
I think.
Like, what counts?
Yeah.
No! You don't get points for that shit!
You guys know, one of the signature things about me and Jeff is we like to argue but still love each other. And so, we will go real hard at each other and, no, that did not count as a Howard Stark reference because it was headset in this year and it was a Tony Stark reference because of this and this and this. Those were old school repulsors, not newer repulsors. We're, arguing hard about, what counts and what doesn't. Super funny.
Yeah, in WandaVision, it was tech from the 80s. That's obviously Howard Stark. Tony wasn't doing shit. He was gone.
That was not a Tony Stark drone. That was a Howard Stark drone for sure. 80s, man. He was off at college at that point. Super fun.
It's so fun.
Okay. That's about all of the news and rumors that we wanted to talk about. Let me just say Kingpin real quick. That was the rumor we talked about.
Oh, yeah. Kingpin. Yeah.
We did not talk about it at all.
We brought it up as a segue to talk about Hawkeye coming out on November 24th.
That's right. That's right. So, if he's in it, do you think his appearance will occur during the blip?
I think Kingpin's rise to power during the blip makes so much sense. It's unreal.
Oh, I agree.
I love it.
And Ronan going after Kingpin would be amazing.
Yes.
And what I really want...
Oh, you're taking me there.
Is Ronan...
Take me on a ride.
Going for him to kill him... And then Daredevil stops him. Right?
And then Daredevil stops him. And then the Punisher shows up for no reason. I love it. Give me all of it.
And then Karen's there for some reason because Karen she can't stay away from danger.
She shows up with a gun and we're like, why?
Misty Knight comes in with a robot arm. It's just...
She punches a hole in the wall. I need it, Matt. I need it.
And then
we haven't heard anything about when this show is set. It could very well be in that 5 years because I don't think we know anything, do we?
No, we know nothing about it.
Based on set photos and things, it looks to me like it is. This may be me completely reaching here, but if you look at the set photo that was released recently, it's literally me taking one frame and trying to extrapolate. But do you see sort of the countenance that is...
We're not known for that at all.
No, not at all. The countenance that is on him has this sort of he's putting his arms in front of him. And he's kind of looking down. It looks to me like he's looking sort of like the man who's ashamed of his past, like the man who's trying to make a change. I don't know.
Yeah.
That may be completely reaching, but there's one set photo where he's talking to Kate Bishop, and it's he really looks like the man, almost like that sort of monk, he's trying to calm down or something. I don't know.
Right. I'm trying to do better.
Trying to do better with my life. Trying not to be Ronan anymore. So I have a feeling it is set after the end game, but that we will get flashbacks of Ronan.
Oh, yes.
That's
my God. I want the flashbacks. I want the flashbacks of the Ronan times where he gets stopped by Daredevil.
Me too. Me too. I want it so bad. Somebody tell we got this covered.
Oh my God.
Oh,
that's happening.
See, they put it on the internet and then people read that like it's the gospel, and then sometimes I guess Marvel is just like, I guess people want this, let's make it. I guess
we got bigger voices than us, they get all over the place.
The other part of the the other part of the, like, the evidence that leads us to it being post-blip is that at the end of Black Widow, like in the post-credits, we saw Yelena and Val. Too many names, can't remember
Consuelo,
them.
Consuelo, yeah.
Yeah, Consuelo, what? No, Contessa. God, what's wrong with you? We saw Yelena and Val talking about, you know, who was responsible for Nat's death, and she showed him, or Val showed her a picture of Hawkeye, or, well, Clint Barton. So, like, she's going to show up in the series, right? So it has to be after, she's trying to avenge Nat.
I think, and the whole Young Avengers thing, like, it just makes sense that if we're going to go with, like, a young Kate Bishop, they're not going to set it where it's, like, years ago.
Right.
I think the Hawkeye Kate Bishop stuff is going to be happening concurrently, but I really hope for flashbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? Episode 3? Let's put the bet out there. Like, if we've got 6 episodes, do we say that episode 3 is going to be a flashback episode? Or episode 4? Or 5?
Do we need to go for, like, a full episode? Because I feel like...
Or is it going to be, like, chopped up in it? Like,
I was thinking chopped
to
up.
To me. Yeah. Like, I feel like
a Lost
episode 1, we get, like, a little flashback.
Plus, how neat would it be if we got, like, a lot of little glimpses of what the blip was like? Because we still haven't gotten that story. Like, we don't know what's going on.
We need the life during. Yeah. I feel like, he's going to wake up. Like, the first shot or something is going to be, like, him jumping awake in bed, having had a terrible dream, you know, a nightmare of the past. And he's just like, and like, you know, maybe his wife rolls over and is like, what's wrong? And he's like, I have to train other heroes. Like, I have to train other heroes to take up the mantle.
I can't do this forever. Yeah,
we can't do this ourselves.
You know, I'm having these nightmares, and I had this idea.
Everybody has to be a hero.
I got
to
put a suit of heroes around the world.
So, wow, great idea.
Nobody's ever thought of that.
My first vision was robots, like suit of armor, classic Tony Stark stuff, but then I remembered I'm not an engineer. Just not an engineer at all.
I'm a people person. So why don't we get people? I'll hang with me, people around the world.
What are you saying? As a what?
Get people around the world. And they themselves are the suit of armor. Yeah.
Flesh armor. But we're not going to call it that because that's weird.
Really? I just really love how dumb we're
people
making
Hawkeye. People all over the world, join hands, be Avengers, Avengers.
I guess we're going to drop a feedback episode on a different day this week because we have already got 1 hour and 10 minutes. So thank you guys for joining us. This was fun. We should do news episodes more often.
we should have a podcast.
It allows for us to go way further afield, like because like we're not even talking about the characters. We're talking about like Woody Harrelson and where does that lead us? You know, this was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, we never would have gotten Woody Harrelson. If not for...
Maybe we shouldn't do news episodes.
Who is Woody Harrelson prime in your mind? Like, who pops to your brain when you think of Woody Harrelson?
Oh, when I think of Woody Harrelson, it's Zombieland Woody Harrelson.
Okay. That's a good Woody Harrelson prime.
Yeah.
I think I still, like, have, like, I don't know. I guess I just have, like, a large scope of Woody Harrelson's in the multiverse. But I think of, like, White Men Can't Jump and, like... Hunger Games. I don't know.
He had like no role in Hunger Games. He sat around.
I read the books
and expositioned.
So I read the books, so I had like in my head.
Okay,
as that.
Oh, great! So you use the source material to inform your opinion of the character in the thing. Oh man, it's great.
Not to just dismiss the version they did though.
Totally.
I like to like things.
I like to like things.
And they don't have to be Marvel.
I don't understand.
Just like, Jeff, you are the guy who's like, I work really hard to like everything. I love it. But it's not Marvel, though, and it's not right. It's not the same, or they're messing with Marvel or whatever.
Yeah, I love everything, it's not Marvel.
How it relates to Marvel, like, really messes with your, whether you like something or not.
Okay, if you're going to put a Marvel stamp on it, it has to be right. Otherwise, I'm going to be pissed off. Usually, though, I'll like it. Otherwise, I'll like it. I'm still confused on whether or not I like The Green Knight, though.
Oh, yeah.
We went and saw it Saturday night.
Okay.
And it was a head trip.
I've heard that.
It was...
Any spoiler-free assessments that we should all know about? Nope.
Nope. I cannot talk about any part of the movie without talking about all parts of the movie. It was... It fucked with my brain.
Okay.
Julie liked it. It's definitely the artsy-fartsy... you know how there's always that one film every year that's like, you know, this is the art... The movie... what is it? The film critic... love and like
right.
loving film sure. for the sake of film because this is the way that film is made. Like that's this movie this year.
You had me at artsy fartsy. I get you.
Okay. Thank you. I always over share.
And that's why we're at like an hour and 12 minutes.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to let you guys go for this podcast and we'll be back in a couple days with a good feedback episode about some non Loki and Black Widow things because, you know, we're in this little lull time where we're just like stretching our legs and stuff. I like it. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Bye.
I liked it because you really wanted to do something different with it.
Yeah, I didn't like you didn't Ashley's copy, bye Ashley. Is the best. She's like bye or bye. I'm just, bye.
She's real aggressive,
like real brash,
real brash and aggressive. I like it. It's more like get out.
You've overstayed your welcome.
Get out of my house. Oh,
we definitely have overstayed our welcome.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.